The cultures of Puerto Ricans living in the Bronx and Alaskan natives may seem worlds apart, but a new production from the Alaskan Native Heritage Center will shed light on some surprising similarities. The collaborative performance between a Bronx-based theater and the Heritage Center will bridge the geography gulf with technology. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more.
The Raven is a central character in many Alaska Native stories, a creative trickster always getting into trouble. And it turns out the Raven has a counterpart in the Bronx.
And we're just, you know, talking about each other's stories and all that. And we found out they have this character called a Vagante. And a Vagante is kind of this trickster character, which is a lot like our Tulukak, or the Raven.
Steve Blanchett is the community engagement officer for the Alaska Native Heritage Center and one of the artistic directors for A Tale of Two Tricksters. The program is a collaborative effort between ANHC and the Pregones Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. The two groups have been swapping traditional stories for a couple years now, trying to find common themes in their cultures and experiences. Blanchett says this story that developed involves two tricksters, one from each culture, switching places and interacting with the various nuances of the other's land. In their journeys, the two learn about the other culture's struggles.
And so the concept is these two ravens seeing each other and having a conversation about bears. And bears as the physical thing that we know as bears here in Alaska, but bears is also things like gentrification or climate change, and that the bear can take many forms.
The two characters end up finding similarities between their metaphorical bears, such as climate change driving Alaska Native people out of their homes. In a similar way, gentrification is moving some Puerto Rican families out of their generational homes. One thing that sets A Tale of Two Tricksters apart from most conventional programs is that the performances will be taking place in Anchorage and the Bronx at the same time. By using pre-recorded video exchanges and in-person interactions, the two groups are hoping to bridge the geographical distance and bring the collaboration to life. The two groups will send their live feeds to a technical crew in Manhattan, who'll be mixing and broadcasting the joint performance. Blanchett says it'll look a little bit like using FaceTime on your phone.
So it's this collaboration of three different places. So it's kind of like a VJ, video jockey. That's going to be kind of mixing it up.
Blanchett says the organizations will have audiences all over the country for the event. He hopes they'll walk away knowing more about the similarities these diverse cultures share.
What we want to portray and get out there in the message is what these different bears are. What are the things that we're dealing with in both of our areas? So all these different things that we're talking about that are just really important to both our peoples, and also to so many people all around the world. So those are the type of messages that we're trying to tell and talk about.
A Tale of Two Tricksters will take place at 4 p.m. Alaska time, 8 p.m. in New York, on Saturday, April 14th. It will also be streamed online at the Alaska Native Heritage Center's website, alaskanative.net. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.